Interior. Frescoes by Theophanes the Greek. We enter the church through the south porch. The interior is even more striking because of its height. A well-thought-out system of illumination and the surviving frescoes by Theophanes the Greek, a Byzantine artist. Epiphanius the Wise, his contemporary and literatus from Moscow, wrote at the beginning of the 15th century, quote, "When I lived in Moscow, there was a famous sage there, a real philosopher and ingenious person by the name of Theophanes the Greek, a great icon painter who created the wall frescoes in a lot of stone churches, more than 40. He appeared to paint without copying from a plan, and rapidly, while constantly walking around and speaking with visitors. With his mind reflecting on the lofty and spiritual, he discerned intelligible beauty with the sensitive eyes of his intellect." Unquote. The group of the frescoes in the Church of the Transfiguration on Ilyina Street is the only work of architectural painting by Theophanes the Greek to have survived to this day. The master's work is astonishing in its depth of meaning and its variety. Unfortunately, today we may only view its fragments because it has been seriously damaged by fire, restoration and repainting, which has altered the color scheme of the frescoes. Many compositions are covered with scratches and cuts made when applying a new layer of plaster. At the end of the 19th century, the interior of the church looked like this. All the figures and the spandrels, drum, and dome had been painted over. The walls of the main interior were painted green, and the columns were painted pink. In the corner chambers, in the choir gallery, the ancient frescoes were covered with several layers of whitewash. The first fragments of the frescoes by Theophanes were discovered in 1910, and their clearing finished only in 1970s.